Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ross Wilson as we talk about supply and demand in the beef industry. Back on that in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe. And I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
And clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100-CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100-CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100-CA1.
We are continuing a conversation with Ross Wilson, president of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. In the aftermath of that live cattle marketing committee meeting at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association summer business meeting, where it was decided for now that the organization would continue to promote a market-driven answer for robust price discovery. If that doesn't work, they would turn to government for a regulatory answer. But in our conversation with Ross Wilson, he pointed out that, hey, it's not a guarantee that if you get more robust price discovery, you're going to automatically get higher prices.
That was voiced in the meeting, both sides, that some felt that if we move forward with a mandatory solution or achieving robust price discovery consistently across the nation, whether it's voluntary or mandatory, means higher prices. And if we don't achieve that, it's going to be lower prices. As you well know, we're simply talking about supply and demand. That's what's going to dictate the prices. As long as we're achieving those robust levels of negotiated trade for price discovery, the price is not going to go up and it's not going to go down. I think most of your listeners understand that, but there's some confusion in the country, and that played out in some of the questions and the discussion. So we can get there voluntarily, but if we don't, the committee agreed and the board ratified it later that day in the board meeting that NCBA will then go to Congress and pursue some type of legislative solution.
Ross, for those that might want to ask about what negotiated trade, cash trade might look like, what are the things that are out there that are common right now?
There's a lot of different ways. We at one time had 7 alternatives on the table as our leadership worked through this. Today, the two main ones that are under focus, I guess 3 if there's a hybrid there, certainly just the traditional cash trade. And then, as I mentioned a moment ago, the negotiated base price for a grid. And then, as you're well aware, the Fed Cattle Exchange, there's an opportunity to negotiate a base price and sell cattle through the Fed Cattle Exchange. That exchange is now under new ownership, so I think it's going to have some additional investment in technology and capabilities to market fed cattle. So I'm hoping that our negotiated trade will increase as well on the Fed Cattle Exchange, and it can be even a larger part of this voluntary solution that we would all like to work before we have to pivot to another approach.
Ross, one last question, kind of getting a little bit away from that, the meeting of Wednesday. Give me kind of a feel of the economic status of your members. In other words, obviously COVID has really thrown the entire industry, the entire economy of our country, a real major punch. You've had some help through the CFAP program, but how are our feedlots doing in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico?
Oh, I think struggling is a word that certainly comes to mind, Ron. That's a great question. Our guys are losing $200 or $300 a head right now. Obviously, that depends upon how they got the feeder cattle bought and the performance, although the performance continues to be very good in the yards. So prices have declined quite a bit. We see with the lighter placements that occurred in April, May, you know, we had that the 2 months that placements were really down and that are somewhat offset by this backlog that we talked about a moment ago. It's going to take us a while, but I think I think a lot of people believe that we'll see some higher prices this fall. I won't attempt to predict levels, but people are remarkably optimistic, but they're going through some really painful times right now.
TCFA's Ross Wilson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300-plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.